Also online now, see why Oxfordshire is known as Britain's Motorsport Valley, with a map placing Oxfordshire's F1 teams. And listen again to last night's one-hour special talking to all the key figures in F1, blood, sweat and tyres. I'm Danny Cox with BBC Radio Oxford's latest edition of Blood, Sweat and Tyres, live from Silverstone. In the next hour, we'll preview a mouth-watering weekend ahead of the British Grand Prix and take you inside our locally based teams that help make up Oxfordshire's billion-pound motorsport industry. BBC Radio Oxford has unrivaled behind-the-scenes access to the teams as they work. We're given a hands-on chance to perfect a pit stop. We're trackside for a guided tour of how a Grand Prix garage is run, and those at the sharp end tell us the personal sacrifices they and their families have to make. It's not just a man's world, as Claire Williams will explain, and Hollywood celebrities tell us why this event is a blockbuster they refuse to miss. The race is only half the story. Everybody wants success, but that only comes with blood, sweat, and tyres.
BBC Radio Oxford.
Got a lot of people from the factory here, so we try always to do well.
Into the final corner, the crowd are up on their feet. They've loved this Grand Prix.
Blood, sweat and tyres.
BBC Radio Oxford's Danny Cox has been there since Wednesday, smelling the burning rubber and talking to the stars and following the action. And he joins me now. Good morning.
Charles, good morning. Good to be with you.
Pole position for Lewis Hamilton. A big deal, this.
Oh, absolutely. This is the first time since 2007 that the British Grand Prix will start with a home driver on pole. Who did it then? It was a rookie driver called Lewis Hamilton. It's his 28th pole position, but few will be as sweet as this. With a crowd roaring him on yesterday, Hamilton pulled out a final lap that was nearly half a second faster than his teammate at the Brackley-based Mercedes team, Nico Rosberg. And Lewis said he could tell he was onto a winning lap.
You have a delta time on your dashboard, so you can tell as soon as you go across the line.
Danny Cox, live on the scene at Silverstone. Thanks.
Good to have a good one. And we have our own man down there for Radio Oxford all day today, and Danny Cox. How are you doing, man? All right?
Wonderful. I'm in heaven down here. We've got the sunshine, the weather, the Formula One. I'm just in my element.
Well, and the cherry on your specific cake, surely, is it Lewis Hamilton's got pole position?
Absolutely. This is exactly what the fans here have wanted for years. I've been coming here for years, and every year, the fans in the grandstands drape huge big banners over the side of the grandstands with Hamilton's name, with Button's name as well. And this year, they got exactly what they wanted. A Brit at grid position number one for the race today. Coming up over the next 3 hours, we'll meet some of the biggest names in Formula One. People like Mercedes, Ross Brawn.
It's great to come to a race where you get the atmosphere. You certainly get the atmosphere at Silverstone.
We'll talk to the Brit making his first appearance at the British Grand Prix, Max Chilton, racing for Banbury's Marussia.
For me, it's my first year in Formula One, which is special. And the first Grand Prix in Australia was a very special moment, but this is the one I've been waiting for.
And we'll talk to Lotus team principal Eric Boullier.
It's our home race, you know, it's just 40 minutes from our home base. And obviously, yes, it's a very special Grand Prix for us, and we're really keen to do well here.
We'll get a guide around the track from former F1 driver John Watson, and we'll talk exclusively with the biggest name in the sport, Lewis Hamilton. We'll have live updates from Wimbledon as Britain's Laura Robson seeks to make it through to the fourth round for the first time. We'll follow the progress of Oxford's Bradley Smith with his highest start in MotoGP, and we'll talk with Oxford United's latest signing, former Premiership player Dave Kitson. We'll bring you all the gossip from one of the biggest sporting events in the calendar. This is the 2013 British Grand Prix, live from Silverstone. We arrived early this morning. I got here just before 7, which was just when the curfew came to an end for many of the mechanics working in the garages. One of the busiest times here in Silverstone is 7 o'clock. Because of rules and regulations, they're banned from working on the cars to ensure they get a break until 7. 7 o'clock, vroomf, everybody comes in, suddenly very busy. The big news here, though, is qualifying. Qualifying finished just minutes ago. It was one of the most exciting qualifying sessions I've seen for years. The big news, Lewis Hamilton has secured pole position for tomorrow's British Grand Prix.
Next year, how much of a big change is it? How much is it just throw away everything you know now and just start again, blank screen?
Well, you know, the powertrain, as they call it, the engine gearbox package, all that CURS system, all the thing that drives the car along, is a major, major change. Now, that's the engine manufacturers that are doing that package.
Are you excited about Silverstone?
I am. I love Silverstone. I live 10 miles from here, so Hinton in the Hedges, and it's a great track. I love the facility. You know, I think it's one of the greatest races there is.
The BBC's chief technical analyst, Gary Anderson, talking there about what makes Silverstone so special. If you're coming down tomorrow, it's not just Formula 1, it's GP2, it's GP3, it's Porsche Mobile 1 Super Cup. The action really gets underway from early in the morning, GP3 starting at 8:15. This is Coldplay and Yellow at BBC Radio Oxford. The cat, the star.